Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What a great story. What a great story. Man, talking about the Canes men's basketball team and a huge win at Duke. 9 straight wins now. Sam Wartenberg, the forward, joins us this morning. Sam, congratulations. Thanks for joining us this morning. How you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me. Feeling good, you know. Lots of energy after that big win. Lots of fun.
Boy, I got to tell you, what is that like to go there knowing how talented that team is? And it's hard to do. They're one of the top-ranked teams. At least they were. We'll see if they get knocked down a little bit and be able to get a tight win like that, 76-74.
Oh, for sure. You know, whenever you go to Cameron Indoor, you know what to expect. Those fans there, especially the students, they're crazy. Pre-game, when you're shooting and whatnot, they have like their own little scouting report on every single player, and they're just constantly talking. So, you know, when you're able to go out there and do what we did, you know, it's extra satisfying. We had a great game plan. Coach Al knows how to win against Duke, obviously, and he really set us up for success that one. And I'm just so proud of these guys, you know, going out there and executing and getting that win.
Sam, those kids have way too much time on their hands to do scouting reports and know all about you and stuff. Is it kind of funny when you hear them saying something about a family member or a girl or something? Or do you guys chuckle? Do you block it out? Or do you hear it and go, ah, that's kind of entertaining? What's your take on it?
Oh, no, for sure. It's very entertaining. You could tell, like, every guy who shot in the on the corner close to the students, you know, you could see a big smile on the guy's face. And I think everyone on the team, it's something you really don't experience ever, but it's something nice. And you always just got to laugh at it, you know?
So, Sam, what changed with this team? You got off to, you know, an okay start, and then all of a sudden you guys get some wins earlier, 5-0 in the ACC, but you've got all these transfers, and guys, all of a sudden you're playing great together and winning all these games, 9 straight. What turned around for this team?
You know, I think the biggest emphasis we've had is just trusting one another, and that's something that we've, you know, continue to develop and continue to emphasize, is keeping that trust. Early on, didn't have the greatest start. You know, there was a couple games there that we definitely thought we should have won that we weren't able to. And I think, obviously, you know, the coach is making sure that the environment was really high and still positive. But I think something that was really good was that everyone on the, like, as players, everyone, we all got together and we understood, like, we have the talent. We have the, you know, we have the veterans on this team. We have great new freshmen with lots of energy coming in. But, like, we can't be down right now. And I think coming back from the Orlando tournament after our loss to Alabama, we had a day off, and all, like, we couldn't watch film as a team with the coaches, but all the players, we said, you know, tomorrow we're all going to go into the film room. We're going to watch that game back, and we're going to learn and get better from it. So that's something that's just been spectacular this season, that everyone's, you know, holding each other accountable, but there's also a lot of energy. And obviously with this win streak, you know, there's no way there's anyone down or anything. You know, it's just such a, like, contagious environment. Everyone's having fun. There's so much energy. Everyone's getting in the gym. So right now, you know, playing with a lot of confidence, and I think that's going to help us, you know, have a successful season to go on.
Yeah, Sam, a lot of experience. I know that you said that, and I know you brought up a lot of the guys in that locker room. How much has that changed for the locker room when you have guys like that that have been around this program for a couple of years? And not just that, but guys transferring in that are 5-6 years into their college careers, too. These are guys that have been around this for a long time. Yeah. And then you mix in the young kids that are seeing all the older guys having fun. The dynamic in that locker room has got to be incredible at this point, especially now winning. But in the beginning of the season, like Joe said, when you were losing, to turn this whole thing around with the older crowd in that locker room.
No, yeah, it's great. You know, we definitely have a older team, and yeah, it's just that experience really does help in situations like this. And I think the young guys have done such an amazing job coming in. And you have a guy like Benzie Joseph, who's just, you can tell he's a natural leader, and he brings so much energy. Wooga and Jakai as well, and they've just done an amazing job, especially our scout team, the guys on that. They've been doing an amazing job preparing us for these games as well. So, you know, the environment in that locker room is very fun right now. There's, again, like every day you're coming in, there's just so much energy, and it makes you kind of appreciate and love the game even more. It's really fun right now.
Hey, Sam, I want to ask you about the transfer portal, where you've had guys been on different teams, and all of a sudden they come in and, you know, they're obviously looking for a better situation. Does it take longer, you think, to come together when guys come through the transfer portal and have played at other Division I programs, or is it easier?
You know, it's kind of a bit of both. Obviously, whenever you're at a program, every program has their own, you know, values and the way they play and whatnot. So when you're coming to a new program, it takes a while to adjust to everything new and whatnot. And especially if you've been at a program for a while, like Jordan, you know, being at JMU for 4 years, George Mason, sorry, for 4 years. Yeah, you know, he's obviously got that style of play embedded in him when he was coming in here. And so it took him a while to adjust the systems that Coach Al run here and the defensive style that he runs here. But, you know, both Jordan and Charlie, they're very high IQ. They understand the game of basketball, and, you know, they've just done an amazing job so far just coming in, you know, being great leaders, being great older guys for us. And, you know, really starting to show now, and they're getting comfortable. You know, Jordan, he's been playing amazing in this nine-game streak, and Charlie as well. You know, you can see that he's just like a natural leader out there. He's bringing everyone together, and, you know, when it's time to go, he understands that, and he's really getting the job done right now. So, you know, full praise to those two. They've just done an amazing job.
Sam, 13-3, 5-0 in the ACC. A huge win against Duke, and FSU coming up next, man. It's just been a great start, and it's really good for you guys. I really appreciate you coming on this morning, Sam. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Sam Wardenburg joining us to talk a little bit about the Canes basketball team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.